Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on Joanne Berg. This is the heading, Laboratory Findings. Diagnostic laboratory testing for dementia evaluation was abnormal, showing a number of elevated biomarkers for Alzheimer's risk. Subparagraph. Number one, the Quest Alzheimer's Detect PTAU217 finding was elevated. Number two, the Quest Alzheimer's Detect APOE isoform in the plasma showed a value of ET/E4, parenthesis, E4 determination is an Alzheimer's risk. The next paragraph. The Quest Alzheimer's Disease Detect Beta Amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma was lower than expected at 0.133, abnormal as an Alzheimer's high risk. New paragraph. The random glucose was elevated at 155. The TSH with reflex to free T4 was abnormal at 6.34. The vitamin D25-hydroxy total IA was abnormally low at 25. The quantitative D-dimer was elevated at 124. The antinuclear antibody, IFA, was positive. With a nuclear and homogeneous pattern at a titer of 1:40, which may be seen with systemic lupus, drug-induced lupus, and juvenile idiopathic arthritis. The vascular risk factor evaluation was also abnormal, showing a total cholesterol of 207, LDL cholesterol of 118, non-HDL cholesterol of 154, LP-PLA2 activity 115, SDMA, symmetric dimethyl arginine 137, hemoglobin A1C 6.9, C-peptide 2.8, 4-3, insulin resistance score 60. New paragraph. Inflammation summary shows high sensitive, shows the ADMA, the high sensitive C-reactive protein, LP-PLA2 activity, and myeloperoxidase level, all within normal limits.